This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on old Dan, blazing the path. Come on, Dan. We got to get up. Got to get a getting and get on down there to the little country church and bring God's message time after time on the Old Trailblazer broadcast. And one here and one there. We own stations every day, Monday through Friday, across this nation with the Old Trailblazer. And folks are appreciating the message. Oh, some fuss and cuss and stomp a little bit. Old Trailblazer gets on folks' toes because I'm telling you what the Lord says. It's like the old fella told me, I'm going to tell you what the Lord loves. And that's the truth. That's the truth. The Lord loves the truth, and that's what I'm telling you. That's why I'm bringing these studies on demon possession. It's unheard of today. It's just unheard of to hear a preacher. I hear mega preachers on the radio once in a while on the television. I get the periodicals through the mail. I don't hear them talking about anything about coming to know the Lord, coming to serve the Lord, coming to be saved. I don't hear that. I don't hear them talking about repentance. I don't hear them that. I'm to hear them talking about prosperity. Prosperity ministers. Yeah, it's prosperity so they can buy in 3 new airplanes or another, all of those things that they do. But we've been looking at these studies on demon possession now for a month or so. And we looked at the reality of demons. Demons is a real thing, my friend. It's a real thing. It's the truth. It's not any a fair tale. In these last days among Christendom, there's a disbelief in the reality of Satan and demon spirits until the individual who wants to be true to God's word, set forth the real teaching, will become very unpopular in the present day religious. Old Trailblazer, very unpopular. I get letters from people calling me old kook, they call me old speckle bird, they call me a crackpot. And I had a man call me the other day, said, Trailblazer, you're not an old kook, go ahead and preach the gospel. Well, I get letters like that. Bring the message, Pastor. Bring the message, Trailblazer. We don't hear it up here in Ashland, Kentucky. We don't hear it up here in Asheville, North Carolina. We don't hear it up here in Cincinnati, Ohio. We don't hear it up here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Kalamazoo. We don't hear the truth. You go on. Go on. We'll back you. We'll help you. We'll support you down here in Orlando, Florida, over there in Dallas, Texas, and all those areas, in Corpus Christi. Those folks write me and say, come on, Pastor, come on. And then we've been looking at not only the reality of demons, but we looked at Satan and his kingdom. Oh, my friend, Satan and his kingdom. That's a study all by itself. In Matthew 12:26, we read, we see from these words that Satan has a kingdom over which he rules. Satan is called a prince in the power, prince of this world. 3 times in the Gospel of John, he's called a prince of this air. We see here words such as principalities and powers and rulers. Now, and then we saw there the work of demon spirit. What is the work of demon spirit? They enter into a man and make their abode there, waiting their final doom in the lake of fire. Oh, you say that's foolish. No. What about the man there at Gadara? He was possessed of a legion of devils, my friend. They asked him what his name was. He said it's Legion. He called himself Legion. And the Lord cast those devils out. And they begged the Lord, don't send them into the water, but he sent them into a herd of hogs. And they all ran down the hill and ran into the water. But we're looking today at this time at Christmas, a demon holiday. We've seen there how that it was originated in old Babylon and how it's been adapted and adopted into our Protestant churches. Oh, my friend, we saw you the foolishness of calling the 25th of December Christ's birthday when it was originated there in old Babylon as the birthday of the sun god. Now, but listen, we looked at all of the gifts and festivals and how that many of our folks get drunk on that day, that particular day when they wouldn't drink any other time. But now we're looking at another side of Christmas, and that is sending out of so-called Christmas cards. That's a multi-million dollar business. Christmas cards with a verse of scripture on them. Many of our folks who want to be honest, they won't send a card unless it's got a verse of scripture on it, right under Santa Claus or right under old Saint Nick. But listen, let me say here, that's also abomination in the sight of God. Let me say that it's abomination. You ask why, Pastor? Why, Trailblazer? You see, Christmas is a pagan holiday that came out of old Babylon, the city of idolatry. Originally was a celebration of the sun god's birth or demon worship, and God says to me, be ye separate. have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. He also says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, my friend. I know in my younger days, many, many, many years ago, out in the world, young man, out prowling around, not having any common sense, not having any spiritual sense at all, I was in those places Christmas time where folks was drinking and dancing and squabbling and all of those things, singing Blue Christmas, White Christmas, Here Comes Santa Claus, all of those songs, because it's Christmas time. And the wine was flowing, and the liquor was flowing, and some poor old soul leave there and take a bottle with him home, get drunk. My friend, that's because of Christmas. Is that what you want to be associated with? Is that what you want to be associated with? I don't. No. Would you think of a person advertising a dance or a jubilee or something and put a John 3:16 on the bottom of it? No, my friend. No. Christmas is a demon holiday, and a Christmas card with a verse of Scripture on it is an abomination in the sight of God. Oh, but listen. May the Holy Spirit be pleased to open your eyes as He has the old trailblazer, and let you see this growing evil is almost worldwide, nationwide, worldwide. It dishonors the name of our blessed Lord by connecting His name with Merry Christmas. Oh, my friend, Merry Christmas. May there be such a confession of our sin to God. May there be crying out for deliverance from this pagan holiday. I often say here, old trailblazers, not very smart, not very intelligent, but I often say here, if it's one individual saved under the old trailblazers ministry, if one individual is awakened, if one individual, the Holy Spirit, takes a pointed arrow of the gospel home to that heart and lets them see that, you know, I've been wrong all of these years, and lets him come out of that thing and turn to the Lord and be saved, it'd be worth all that the old trailblazer puts in it. Be worth all I put in it, my friend. All that you folks who help support this ministry, be worth all that you put in it for one soul, if that soul would be yours, or if that soul would be mine. It'd be worth it, wouldn't it? I know what goes on in the world today. There's not much truth being taught, my friend. We have more people, more churches now, church on every corner. I heard on the national news a night or two ago where one of the countries over there in Holland or Sweden or somewhere in that area, only 2% of the people attend service. And in England, only 2% of the people go to church on Sunday. Oh, my friend, listen, we're headed for the rocks. This country, our nation, they call us a Christian nation. No, we're not a Christian nation. No, sir. No, we're not a Christian nation. Nobody can prove to you that we're a Christian nation. I pray the Lord would open eyes. Listen, may there be that cry of deliverance from this pagan worship. And you say, why, trailblazer? Because the coming of our Lord draweth nigh, and it won't be long till we hear that cry, go ye out to meet him. Isn't that going to be a great day? I conducted a funeral last week of a dear saint of God here in our ministry. And I stood there under a little old tent in the rain and told those folks how that God's child, this lady, and God's children look for the day when Christ will appear. Are you looking? Are you waiting for that shout? He's going to shout. And the Bible says the dead in Christ, that lady and others, go first. Those graves will be open. I've told you this little scenario a couple of times. Out there in New Orleans, I've conducted many funerals there and other places. And there'd be four or five backhoes digging graves over there in one of those old large cemeteries. And I told those folks one of these days, they'll be out there digging, bright, shiny morning, one morning. And that shout will come. The Lord says, it's shout, and those graves will come open. The dirt will fly off of those graves. Those tombstones will keel over, and those dead in Christ will rise first. And those fellas operating those backhoes and bobcats will come out of there and head for the bushes like a rabbit will to the bushes. Oh, they don't know what's going on. They will wonder what's going on. I'll know what's going on. Would you think about what happens when the Lord comes? What happens when the Lord comes, my friend? What about the airplanes that's in the air and the ships that's on the sea? Some of them should have saved individuals there. I hope so, don't you? Oh, it's like the book we read, In the Twinkling of an Eye by Watson. It's a fictional book, but it depicts the coming of our Lord. And he tells about that there won't be enough people leave here to keep everything will keep running smooth. The newspaper, he was a newspaper editor, and the paper will go on because not enough people saved. Oh, my friend, isn't that sad? Isn't that a sad commentary, my friend? But there'll be some leave. And then those of us who remain, and I believe I'll be one of those. I believe the Lord's coming during my lifetime. And I've tell you often, I'm an old man. Old man. And my friend, one day the Lord's coming. And I believe I'll be here to meet him. I hope I will. But if I don't, I'd be all right too. The scripture says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Where is thy victory? Death, we conquered death. The Lord conquered death on the cross. Did you know that? For me and for you. Shed his blood there. Are you a blood-washed sinner? Are you a BW, blood-washed? Oh, my friend, we hear a lot of those initials, don't we? But if you're a BW, that means you blood-washed. That's what the old trailblazer is, BW. I wish I could sit down by your side and drink a cup of coffee with you. I grow weary many times. I'm not able to say what I'd like to say, but I wish you would turn to the Lord. The Lord's coming. The Lord's coming. Satan is in control. I know that. Not only with these demon holidays of Christmas and Easter and Halloween and all these other voodoo things that's on the market today and all these soothsayers and all these sorcerers. And that's all Satan. That's all Satan, my friend. But if you would, turn to the Lord. If you're not saved, turn to him now. Cry to him. Lord, save me. I tell my people here, you don't have to pray but one prayer. Lord, help. That's what old Peter did, wasn't it? When he went to sinking. Lord, help. Lord, help me, I'm sinking. Every sinner comes to the Lord crying, Lord, help. An old trailblazer longs to hear from some of you. Would you write me and let me know that you're listening? You may want to tell me that you don't believe a word I say. That's okay, I won't fall out with you. We'll kiss and make up if we get to heaven, won't we? That's right, that's right. I'll meet you up there on the Golden Street, and you say, old trailblazer, I never believed a word you said. But the Lord showed me it was truth. And save me and redeem me, and here I am, walking these golden streets. Would you remember the old trailblazer and write me? My post office box is 1810 Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. Goodbye and God bless you.